Saul was in agreement with the killing of Stephen. On that day, severe persecution arose against the believers who were in Jerusalem, so they all scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. But as for the apostles, they remained in Jerusalem. Some godly men took responsibility for the burial of Stephen, and they wept over him intensely. As for Saul, he was striving for the destruction of the Messiah's community. He would go from house to house, dragging the men and the women away and throwing them into prison. Those who were scattered went from one place to another proclaiming God's message. Now Philip went to a town in Samaria and proclaimed the good news about the Messiah. As the crowds heard Philip speaking, they listened with full attention to what he was saying, because they saw the miraculous signs that he was doing. Evil spirits were screaming and coming out from many people, and likewise a large number of paralyzed people and lame people received healing. So the town was filled with joy. For a long time, there had been in the town a man named Simon who was practicing sorcery and astonishing the people of Samaria and was saying that he was a special person. They were all admiring him, from the greatest to the least, and they said he was the divine might that is called the Great Power. They admired him because he had been astonishing them with his sorcery for a long time. But when Philip proclaimed to them the good news of the establishing of the kingdom of God and told them about the power of the name of Jesus the Messiah, they believed and were immersed, both men and women. Simon himself also believed and was immersed. He accompanied Philip everywhere and was amazed at the signs and great miracles he was seeing. The apostles in Jerusalem heard that the people of Samaria had accepted God's message, so they sent Peter and John to them. They went and prayed on their behalf so that they would receive the Holy Spirit, for up to that time, he had not descended on any of them. They had only been immersed in the name of the Messiah Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Holy Spirit came upon the believers when the apostles placed their hands on them, he offered Peter and John some money and said to them, "Give me this ability, too, so that whomever I place my hands on will receive the Holy Spirit." Then Peter said to him, "You and your money will perish, because you thought you could buy God's gift with money. You have no share or portion in the ministry of the word, for your heart is not sincere in the sight of God. So repent of this evil of yours, and ask the Lord, perhaps he will forgive you for the matter that you have contemplated in your heart, for I see that you are full of bitter envy and bound by evil." Simon said, "Ask the Lord yourselves, that nothing would happen to me of what you have mentioned." After Peter and John presented their testimony and proclaimed the message of the Messiah, they returned to Jerusalem, and along the way they proclaimed the good news in many villages in the region of Samaria. An angel of God spoke to Philip, saying, "Get ready and go south to the desert road between Jerusalem and Gaza." So Philip got ready and went. On the way, he met a man from Ethiopia returning to his country after having visited Jerusalem for the pilgrimage. This man was a senior official, working as minister of the treasury under Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. While seated in his carriage, he was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and accompany the carriage." Philip ran to the carriage and heard the man reading the words of the prophet Isaiah. He said to him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I understand, unless someone explains it to me?" Then the minister invited Philip to come up and ride with him. The passage of the book he had been reading was this: "He was like a sheep being led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent in the hands of the one who shears it, he did not open his mouth. They humiliated him and treated him unjustly. Who can describe what happened to him? For his life on earth has ended." The minister said to Philip, "Tell me, please, about whom was the prophet talking? About himself or about another person?" So Philip began to speak and started informing him of the good news of the gospel of Jesus, beginning with this portion of the book of God. While they were on the way, they arrived at a place where there was water, so the minister said, "Look." Here's water. What prevents me from being immersed? Philip answered, If you believe with all your heart, you can be immersed. The man said, I believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. He gave orders to stop the carriage, and they went down to the water together, Philip and the man, and Philip immersed him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of God snatched Philip away, and the minister didn't see him anymore. Then he continued his journey with joy. As for Philip, he appeared at the city of Ashdod. He started to travel and to proclaim the good news in all the towns until he reached Caesarea.